Dyer's Daily.
Can you believe that it's, what, 15 years since the release of the Nintendo Wii? I mean, I can't. The reason that this comes to mind right now, we're not in any particular anniversary year. It's not one of those 0 or 5 anniversaries. As far as I know, I think it was like end of 06, 07. We haven't quite reached it yet, is what I'm saying. I've got a Wii remote sat here because in my front room, the way that it's laid out, things get placed, you know, the computer's in the room with the TV is what I'm saying. And so the remote is in front of me. So it just made me think of all those wonderful memories in front of our massive 32-inch CRT TV. It was a massive thing. I think it was a Thompson or something like that. And the marvel of putting this sensor on and playing with all age groups, Wii bowling, Wii tennis, Wii boxing to a lesser degree, Wii golf. I mean, it was just fun, wasn't it? And then the wonderful Mario and Sonic at the Olympic Games, which I know wasn't for everybody, but the sprint and having to use the nunchuck and the controller at the same time, moving it around, was a whole new way of playing. And it had really started a few years earlier with the PlayStation 2 iToy, which was kind of a similar thing, except with that you felt self-conscious because you were looking at yourself wiping windows or spinning plates or whatever, whereas the Wii, you couldn't see what an idiot you appeared to look, although I think after a while people were not that bothered anymore, and it seemed like there was a new mini game collection every couple of weeks. I have lost count of the amount of mini game collections that I played on that console. I know that they had big name games on there. I know that there were some big games that come to mind, like Super Mario Galaxy, for example, No More Heroes, and lesser known ones as well that have completely escaped my mind. But mainly it was those minigame collections that helped people to kind of game in a way that they hadn't before, and it opened up the path for social gaming in a way that I don't think it had really been done before. That casual gaming audience that suddenly opened up. I think later on it ended up being a machine that was under everyone's TV that nobody used, but it was great for a while. And if you do have a Wii machine, I do say go and check it out, go and try it, because believe me, it's just as fun as you remember, honestly.
Dyer's Daily.